I'm Phoebe, and you're listening to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. Northwest Orbit is our local music show where each month we chat with a different local band and spotlight their music. This October, we've had the pleasure of catching up with Aurora Avenue, an 8-piece indie pop band from West Seattle. Saba filled us in on the band's formation during the early pandemic years.
Yeah, we started during COVID, kind of that peak period of like June, July. And I just wanted to get my friends in my yard and just start playing music again, because at that time it had been like maybe three or four months since like we all got kicked out of school for the pandemic. And most of the people in the band were all high school friends. So that was really nice to get that, have that connection right off the bat, to where I didn't have to go like search too far. I literally just posted on Instagram, like, I want to start a band. I want to get like people together. And like, here's the list of instruments that I'm thinking about. And everyone ended up reaching out and hitting me back and responding to that post saying, oh yeah, I want to join. Let's see how it goes. Well, it didn't really start off with jam sessions. I fully knew like I wanted to start a band in that moment, like, because I was so bored out of my mind. So that was kind of the start. And since then, we've just been getting new opportunities that we work toward. And then each new opportunity has just been keeping us growing.
From backyard concerts to big stages, Henry Parker described how Aurora Ave grew to where they are now and the Seattle programs that helped them along the way.
I think at first, especially in the summer when we were just playing together that first summer in Co's backyard, it was really like a necessity to play and to be around other musicians. Like, it was just a source of creative expression, and we had no expectation of when it would become something that we were sharing with other people outside of the dog walkers and the bikers who would go by us and stop to take a listen. I remember like a West Seattle blog post doing like a little write up about us that first couple months, about like some little high school band that was playing in someone's backyard every weekend. And that being like the first like note of like, oh, we could start putting a sign out saying, oh, stop, please listen to us. We want to be listened to, you know. And finding like a first show was really hard. We didn't have like a first performance until October of that year of 2020 at a place called Lady J's, which is like a barbecue place here in West Seattle, and small scale stuff really early on. And then it was just when we started to record some demos, and it took a long time before we actually had anything that we felt like we could share with people. So it took like a year before we had anything that we were really pushing to share with people. It was really the Mopop Sound Off program that helped us develop a sense of worth and confidence in sharing our music. You know, we sent them demos that we recorded in the rain outside under Co's carport, and they were crappy, low quality demos, out of tune instruments, but it got us to that position where we've had like a really great live video that we could share with people. And from there, that confidence was really key. It was like, okay, now someone is showing us that we are worthy of some attention. And so now we can start prioritizing marketing ourselves, started putting out some singles, and just wanting to share it with as many people as we could.
The band talked to us about More Music at the More, a program that highlights young Seattle musicians and helps them grow their careers through collaboration and mentorship from industry leaders.
Oh yeah, it was amazing. So how it worked was each artist I got, I believe, had two songs that they could play by themselves. But the thing is, you could recruit other people from that program to help you perform those songs. Like for us, in our case, people used us to help them perform their songs live. Like we helped Samara do her stuff live. We helped this other artist named Shamar play his songs live. It was a very collaborative effort, and we would meet up for rehearsals around like once or twice a week to make sure that was all very gelled together and ready to perform. But at least for me, it was a really valuable experience, because the nice thing about the program is they also have a team of mentors to help you either curate your performance or the actual composition of the song. For instance, I think it was like Mike Elizondo was helping us arrange Summers, which is on the new EP, into a more live theatrical performance thing. It was really, really cool to see a different perspective on that song. And at that point, we've been playing Summers for like a year. So it was just very valuable taking the opinions of mentors who've been in the industry for like years and years, and just kind of seeing how they adapted their workflow towards us. And then it was also valuable for me because I just learned a lot just in general. It just made me a better musician at the end of the day, just getting the experience to work with a bunch of different people with various different sounds, you know, having that build my own musical pedigree a little bit. But yeah, I think it was a really valuable experience for the band. It was like the first time I think that we felt like we were on a bigger stage, I guess, when we were in that final More performance with like 500 people there or something like that. It was a really amazing experience.
Say Something is a track off the Sunrise Down EP. We got to hear a little more about the story behind the song.
So the start of Say Something, I knew that the band needed something that an audience can sing along with. I think that's super important. Something that we can connect with the crowd in that aspect, because we hadn't had any crowd interaction before. And instead of like forcing it into our set and making people like clap along with us, I thought it'd be cool to write something that was easy for people to sing along with, so that when we tell them like, hey, come in, now you guys can sing with us, it becomes like a moment that everyone can remember. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, we need the original title for Say Something was Cheesy Crowd Banger. And I kind of kept that in my mind. Like, I want to write like a really catchy song about, you know, falling in love and finding someone that you can't help but be gravitated towards, and then see how that interaction can go into so many different directions. But I wrote Say Something for the sole purpose of, yeah, when we play it live, we can play it live with the people in the audience.
much for tuning in to Northwest Orbit on Space 101.1 FM. We'll be back next week with more from Aurora Ave, and in the meantime, you can find more info, music, and merch at their website, auroraave.com, or catch them on Instagram at auroraavetheband. To listen back to this episode or any of our previous artist features, see our online archive at space101fm.org. Thanks so much.